I'm going to ask you to bow with me in a word of prayer. Father, we are so grateful for all that you've done for us. We are abundantly blessed. You've given us eternal life as a gift of your grace. You've provided copies of the scriptures in our own hands, in our own language, and many of us have multiple copies. You've given us freedom in this country to worship. You've given us abundance materially. You have provided many, many physical blessings in life, the health that we have, the bed that we slept in last night, the roof over our heads, the food that we'll eat today, all gifts of your pleasure toward us. And so, Lord, we know that to whom much is given, much is expected. But we also know and are mindful that you desire grateful hearts. And so today, as we spend some time focusing on your goodness, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would be blessed, honored, glorified. And we know that you inhabit the praises of your people. And so we know that as we praise you, we will also experience your presence. We commit these things to you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we read through the scriptures, been spending some time in Leviticus. I know it's not your favorite devotional book, but it's packed with great stuff. The book opens with a series of five different offerings that the people are to give to God. Burnt offerings, peace offerings, sin offering, trespass offering. At least those five, are all offerings that were fulfilled in Jesus Christ as he paid for our sin, because every one of those offerings has to do with coming into a relationship with God and entering into fellowship with him. Jesus fulfilled them all. He is our burnt offering, our peace offering. He is our trespass offering. He is our sin offering. But there's one offering that God asks from all of us in the New Testament, and that is the offering of thanksgiving and praise. The writer of Hebrews writes these words, "Therefore, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." I'm very mindful that gratitude affects attitude. And attitude affects gratitude. It's a circle. You stop being grateful, your attitude becomes sour. Your attitude becomes sour and you get even more or less grateful. But if you're grateful, it affects a positive attitude. Positive attitude also affects gratitude. It's a circle. And so the more grateful you are, the greater your attitude is. The greater your attitude is, the more you are grateful, and you begin to continually give thanks to God. What a great worship service, Tom, and worship team. Able to give praise to God. And God delights in the praises of his people. Now, thanksgiving is portrayed in the New Testament as something that can be done in private, in your heart. But when you come to the Old Testament and you begin to read about praise, and the book of Psalms is the key book that speaks of it, we learn that praise, there's two things common to praise. It is always public, and it is always vocal. There's no less than 8 different terms in the book of Psalms that have to do with praise. And they're variously translated. One of them is the word praise. We read it in the word hallelujah. Halal is praise. Yah is Yahweh. Praise the Lord. That's what it means. Another term is translated give thanks. I will give thanks with all my heart. Another term is bless. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Still another term is sing. Oh, come, let us sing for joy to Yahweh. Still another is laud. Praise Yahweh, all nations. Laud him, all peoples. Still another is shout in joy. Shout joyfully to Yahweh, all the earth. Still another is proclaim. To you I shall offer a sacrifice of praise, and in the name of Yahweh I will make proclamation. And finally, the word extol. I extol you, O God, my God, and my King. Every one of those terms in the Old Testament declares that praise is to be public and it is to be vocal. It is to be done in the midst of the congregation. If we're going to give God thanks continually, that has to involve our private, personal lives as well. But if we are going to obey the commandment of the Old Testament, then we give public, vocal praise to God. Dean has brought that out in his message last week. Just want to reaffirm it. And so once a year, we pause, and instead of speaking for 45 minutes from this, or whatever it is, you watch the watches, we give you an opportunity to do what the Scriptures say. And we've already congregationally sung God's praise, but now to vocally, publicly give God verbal praise for who He is or for what He's done, we give you the opportunity to do that. And so we have two men here who have mics, and they're going to rove the congregation with the mics in a moment and give you opportunity to praise God. Now, some ground rules. And before we're going to have one exercise, one thing that we do together, and then we're going to move into the praise time. But some ground rules, 3 minutes per person. And for those of us who do speak for 45 minutes, and it seems like five, not to you, but to us, 3 minutes goes quickly. At 3 minutes, you're going to begin to hear music, and you know it's time to shut it down or start winding it down, okay? Second, we'd like to have you turn toward the center. We're going to have the camera on you, try to catch as much of your face as we can. Don't look at me. Please turn toward the center so that everybody can see you on screen if they can't see you personally. We'd like to have two people standing at all times. So the first one, while he's speaking, another one stands, gets the mic, so the minute one gets done, the second one can begin to speak. And finally, this is not a time to thank your family for being a good mom or dad or husband or wife. It's the time to praise God. And so keep your praise vertical, giving God thanks for what He has given to you. Now, Miss Jean Devlin, who's been with us since the beginning, called this week and said, I need to have an opportunity. So she's going to be the first to have a mic. She's right there, Tim. You can put it in her hand. But we're going to ask all of you to stand, and we are going to speak a psalm of praise together in unison as it's on the screen, Psalm 95, and Ben is going to bring it up for us as we sing it, say it together. So in unison, let's declare our praise of God. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving, and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. You may be seated. Jean is going to remain standing and begin it, but we'd like to have the second person who would like to share to stand as well. And Larry, you can go ahead and move the mic over there.
It's been a long time since I've used a microphone, so I don't know how I'll do this. But first of all, I need to go ahead because I could spend 45 minutes, David, easily. But when I decided I wanted to have a chance to praise God, I don't always praise audibly and in public. I was a school teacher for many years, and I did all the talking I ever needed to do, and I gave all the advice I needed to give. But when I thought about Thanksgiving, and I loved the song that we sang, Great is Thy Faithfulness. That's one of my favorite hymns, and I worship with hymns a great deal. But I praise God for who He is, for His faithfulness, for His working in my life for many, many years, continually drawing me to him and never, ever backing away from me, and I praise him for that. God has worked in my life by bringing me to Cleveland Bible Church almost 40 years ago, right, David, that it was organized. And we, if you will look on this hallway that goes to this south entrance, there are three pictures there of people in front of the Mill Street storefront and the Chambers Street Church and the church on Pendale and now at Nolan River Road. Praise God. His faithfulness all these years. If we ever need to be reminded, we don't. All we have to do is go look at those pictures, folks. I went to Ecclesiastes because of a message that Dean gave about reading Ecclesiastes. I didn't even know that. I knew there was a book, Ecclesiastes, but I didn't know anything about it until I came to Cleveland Bible Church. And if you want to know the word, this is the place to find out about it. So if you haven't read chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, I would encourage you to do that. I was going to read a portion of it, but I'm sure I'm running out of time. So you'll just have to read it on your own. Hopefully you had a teacher like mean old Miss Davlin, and you know how to read, so read that book. But it talks about the changes that come with age and aging and what happens to us as we age. But God has blessed this church in so many ways and blessed us as a group of people who were seeking him and seeking to live his way of life. And so the faithfulness of God, and find yourself, I have several hymns, and I'm sure I won't be able to get to all of them. All the way my Savior leads me. God led us all the way. And he continues to lead us and will lead us. And at the end of the first verse of all the way that my Savior leads me is, for whatever may befall me, Jesus. Now, wait a minute. My handwriting is so, I used to be able to write really well, but my students ruined it. I know whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
Amen.
And then another one says, when my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Okay, there's the music. I think that's probably a good place to stop. Thank you all. God bless and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Joe.
Good morning. About 3 months, a little more than 3 months ago, I was dying. I was so close to death, my wife and I were planning the disposal of my body, reminding her to contact Social Security right away. I'm trying to teach her how to use the lawnmower, various important things like that. If we had a DVR, I'd probably be trying to teach her how to program that as well. Thankfully, because of your prayers and the prayers of many, many other folks worldwide, actually, I'm with you today. I'm thankful for the time, additional time that God has given me. These last 3 months have been very nice. It's nice to see the sunrise again and the sunset. But the thing I'm most grateful for is as I faced death, I had absolutely no fear, none whatsoever. I knew God had me covered. I know Jesus took care of my sins, and they are many. I knew that my ultimate demise would bring me into heaven, which I have no idea what it's like, but it's got to be better than here, right? That's why it's called heaven. In any case, I do thank you all for your prayers and for the way you loved my wife while I was dying. God bless you all. Bye.
Thank you. Carol.
Anger and unforgiveness and hatred. I can't tell you how overwhelming the feelings were that I didn't even want to live. And I kept praying for the Lord to help me forgive someone who had betrayed me, and I couldn't do it. I just kept going through all these crazy emotions. And one day I was sitting, and the Lord said, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you do this. And I did that, and instantly a feeling of forgiveness and comfort, God just overwhelmed me with that. And since that day, I've had no bitterness, no anger, no hatred. And I would encourage you, I thank God for his mercy in giving me that gift of being able to forgive. And if you have anybody that you have anything against, ask God to help you. And he is faithful and he is just and he will help you with that.
Amen.
Double up on what Joe said. The Lord just provided so many people to support me through Joe's illness and near death. And I have to say, I never felt totally panicked. Now, I did meet Dave one morning here at church and told him, I said, I'm just praying that God will do either take him or make him well, something. The uncertainty was the hardest, and he did that afternoon. You know, Tuesday morning they said, I'm sorry, he's going to die. And then the next after that same afternoon, I went out to visit, and they said, I don't know what's happened, but things are looking up for the first time. So God was definitely faithful in answering my prayers. And you all helped.
My name is Ken Martin, and if y'all will see how I'm holding this mic, if you'll hold it this way, I can hear you. Sorry about that. I joined with Dave and Dean about 16 years ago. We was in the other building, and I became a Christian at 19 years old, and I want to tell you something. He will give you the desires of your heart if you follow him and walk with him. And I tried to do that, but I messed up many times. But then you confess, like David did when Nathan told him to confess. And I've been confessing almost every day, so it's a hard thing for me. But anyway, you're blessed for being here. You're in a good place every Sunday. I try not to miss, and sometimes I do, but praise the Lord because he is good. And he's good for everything. I got a brother that just turned 95 years old, and I turned 85 this year. And he'll give you the long life that you desire. So you just need to be with him and give him praise and glory and honor because he's there with you. Thank you.
My name's Ruthie Wenzel. I've been attending to Cleveland Bible Church for 10 years now. I've been on and off, moved to Whitney and around, but recently God has taken me to a place, McLennan County, where I was there for 3 months and had shaken my grounds and showed me so much love. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, love the Lord with all your heart and all your strength, and I did. And while I was confined to my school down there in McLennan County, I praised God for everything, and so many women told me I was in the devil's house. So I knew I had a lot of work to do. Me and Patricia Shelton spread the word of God, the love, the grace. And when I got ready to get my education and leave there, so many women thanked me for teaching them the love of God. And I would not have been able to do that if it wouldn't have been for Cleveland Bible Church. Well, for God, number one. And Cleveland Bible Church, their elders, the preachers, Gene and Mary Schubert especially, because in the beginning they came by every Sunday. And if I was not here at church, Gene was at my door making me attend a Bible study on Sunday. So I give praise to God for loving me and showing me the grace to give others and teaching them. So I plan on going back to McLennan County and doing Bible study. Even though I thought I'd never go back there, I'm intending to do missionary work because of God's love and because of the grace here at the church that never gave up on me. Even though I tried to run, they found me. There were many, David, Dean, Larry, Vicky, Tom, thanks for counseling me. So many people here have loved me. So I give thanks for that, and I give thanks for being here and being back to Cleburne and for God's love especially. God never, ever leaves you, and I know that now.
I've got three things, and I'll try to beat the music, but one of the things I want to talk about is God God's answered prayer. And I know there are a lot of people in this congregation that prayed for the team that just recently, several days ago, all got back from the Philippines. And, you know, when your wife is a half a world away, it's a little bit disconcerting. Not only do you have to cook for yourself, fend for yourself. No, I'm teasing. She left me in good shape. But anyway, God's prayers, our prayers to God were answered and returned them safely and in good health. But the stories that Freda has brought back are really, really amazing stories. And I encourage you to corner these people and hear their stories of these children that they got to minister to. And they've just been wonderful. Another thing I want to praise God for is hopefully everyone in here has heard of iServe Missions. A number of years ago, Dean and Dave did a series on ministering outside this building in the community. And that is the mission that we have endured or tried to keep. But what I want to tell you is how God has answered prayer. We have seen over and over and over again about a project that we thought was going to fall flat, something that we were doing. And when we were doing it, it was going to fall flat. But we prayed, God, it's you. This is your project. This is your program. And it never failed that he made it successful. And the people that are on this team, the relationship that we've built, has done so much for me. And I just have loved this team and this mission that we're on. And I think somebody said it best. We on this committee are just a committee. But this is iServe, and we want everyone to be a part of it. It's too great a mission to not be a part of. And I really thank this church for your love and your support and all that we have done. And I think this past Sunday was every Sunday on these Thanksgiving feeds has been a testament to the love of this church body, this family, to be involved. Thank you very much.
I've struggled with many fears since childhood. Although I had trusted Christ for my salvation as a child, and though I knew the Bible pretty well, as a teen and young adult, I didn't really know God or believe that he really cared for me personally. I'm very thankful for how patiently and gently and lovingly God has been correcting my faulty thinking over the last 10 to 15 years. He has been fulfilling Isaiah 61 in me, binding up the brokenhearted, proclaiming freedom for the captives, release from darkness for the prisoners, comforting all who mourn. And especially in the last year, as I went through Regen, I have seen God giving me the oil of gladness, oh boy, instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. A year ago, I was still mourning, having moved back to the States after 17 years in Germany. I didn't see his plan for me to be in Cleburne, Texas. Now I see God's perfect timing in allowing me to be at Cleburne Bible as Regen started. He has shown me where even as a child, I made decisions to play God in my life. And he has given me an assurance and confidence that he truly was with me every minute of my childhood. I really did not believe that. I still had so much hurt deep inside a year ago. But I really have come to see that God is a God who sees me. I'm so thankful for pastors who humble themselves in sharing their own struggles and sins. And I'm thankful for safe places to confess sin and be transparent here at Cleburne Bible. I'm thankful that God continues to change me and show me sinful patterns in my life. Praise God, when it comes to me being able to live a godly life, I'm not as important as I once thought I was.
Hello, my name is Robert, and I like to believe that I represent the youth of a nation. And as growing up as a young child and as an adult, I lived so disconnected. And my grandpappy was the first one to really express to me that God loves you. And from then on, I didn't ask why. I didn't ask why is this and why that. I understood that God wasn't going to give me anything that I couldn't handle. And I've gone from moving from El Paso to here in Cleburne, graduated here, and I just realized how I was so blessed to get out of that whole mentality of, oh, you know, you'll never be worth nothing. You'll never make it. And I told myself that I would never live like that, that I will never, ever tell myself that I'm not worth it, because my grandpappy, he made sure, he was the first one to let me know that you have the power, you have the authority, and all the grace will unfold before you if you just surrender it all. And from that, it was unreal. It was almost, I was in a dream. And just to see how real it was and to see how it works and how it's just so totally unconditional, it took me to a place to where I was so low but at high at the same time. Thank you.
My name is Vicki Bryant, and I wanted to just express my deepest gratitude for God for his faithfulness. You know, we sang that song, Great is Your Faithfulness. When my kids were little, we used to talk about asking God to reveal himself to them, because then dark times of their lives, especially their teenage years, you know, they would be like, well, Mom, I don't know what to do. I said, well, ask God to reveal himself to you. Of course, my son, he's kind of afraid of things, so he was like, what do you mean? I said, not like a ghost, like boo. He's going to show you stuff where he is working. And sometimes it's real easy to say those things to your kids, but sometimes it's hard for us to believe it as adults. And going through some dark times, and just a couple weeks ago, I was like, okay, God, you know, I tell my kids all the time that they need to ask you to reveal yourself to them. Well, I need that right now, because I'm just not at a place where I don't know where you're at. And one Sunday morning I came, and it was the most beautiful way that God revealed himself, because we're praising and worshiping, and I look over at my friend who had buried her husband, and her hands are raised high, and she is singing to the God of all gods and thanking him for his faithfulness in her life. I see another friend of mine who's trying to live from breast cancer, and they smile, and they raise their hands, and they praise God. I look over and I see a child that's in the youth that I know had been abandoned his whole life. And that kid's got both hands up and he's singing with everything in his heart. And I was like, you are revealing yourself. You're showing me that the Holy Spirit within us has the ability to keep on praising you and loving you no matter what comes our way. Because as Christians, we're not immune to any of that. But as Christians, we do have that power in us to raise our hands and say, God, it's dark right now. I'm down. I'm not feeling right. But you are there, and you're giving me that power to raise my hands and praise you and tell you who you are. So for this Thanksgiving, I'm just thankful that every time I ask, he shows me something and how powerful he is. And if you're in a place and you're like, I'm down, I'm dark right now, I promise you with everything I have, he will reveal himself to you and see it for what it is, his great faithfulness to us. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Mark Turner. This is my first time to visit this church. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me. I've been a drug addict for about 20 years of my life, mostly on. I've carried a lot of shame because of this addiction. I've been clean now for 13 months and 16 days. My mother blessed me with the opportunity to be in church when I was young, introduced me to the love of Jesus Christ and to my heart. The love of Jesus has never left me. I just shied away from it and turned toward other things that I thought were going to make my life better or allow me to deal with problems in my life, when it didn't do anything but make it more of a mess. I thank God, and I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for never leaving my side and for giving me the strength to realize that I am worth something. I don't have to carry the shame, and I surely don't have to live in the past. I can't do anything about the past. I can only do anything from this day forward. And I plan to continue my journey for whatever my life has left in store with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right here in my heart and right here by my side. Thank you.
Maggie. She talked to me before church, so I know she's ready to share something.
Dang it. I was nervous. So I'm Maggie. I'm a senior in high school, if y'all don't know me. I guess throughout the past year, well, mainly the school year, I'm a senior, so next year I'm going to college, but I don't know where, so it's been a lot of ups and downs. I just don't know where where I'm going to be and all of that, but through it all, this verse really stood out to me. It's Philippians 4:19, and it says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." And so it just gives me a sense of peace knowing that wherever I am now and wherever I'll be in 6 months, it's under, he has his plan for me, and it's under his control, and I can't control it, obviously. And so I think throughout the past year, 6 months, he's given me a sense of peace and direction. And even though I don't know where that is right now, it'll work out in the end, and it'll be the way it's supposed to be. So.
We have lots of Daves in this church. I'm the big one. Maggie, I too am a senior. Been a long time. Every Thanksgiving, I'm reminded of an old cassette tape I have at the house from my grandfather from the 1970s. He's in the chicken house, and it's 5:30 in the morning. He goes there often to get away from my step-grandmother. And I can hear him. He never finished the sixth grade. He never made more than $1.25 an hour. He only had six fingers from industrial accidents, and he fumbles with the thing. He begins to praise God. And one of the things that he says is this: "God, you've given me everything I needed and most of what I wanted." I think of that every year. I praise God for his incredible grace and mercy that never fails. God, I praise you for that, and I thank you for that. God, I thank you for the gift of your son. And I think about the rage that you had and the hatred for my sin. And then it's all gone because of the gift of Jesus. I can only imagine. And I'm glad I don't have to face that. I want to thank you, God, for the grace and the mercy that this church has shown me. And I want to thank you for the incredible grace and mercy that my wife has given me. You've given me everything I wanted, most of what I needed. I want to thank you.
My name is Carolyn. And Maggie, what you said is so true. We don't have a lot of control over a lot of things. And the longer we live, the more we're very sure of that. But just over 4 months ago, I was told that I had breast cancer. And I was also told that, hey, if you're going to have breast cancer, you've got the very best kind to have because it was easily treatable. But nevertheless, it was a huge blow and life changed for, well, it'll probably never really be what it was before. Not because it was bad, but because of all the things that I've learned during this last 4 or 5 months and will continue to learn. But I thank God for the fact that he has saved me and that he's in control of things that I have no control over. I thank him that he's provided a loving family and very, very good friends who have stood beside me and let me talk and talk and talk and listened when that was all they could do. I'm so thankful that we were here in Cleburne when this happened because we've only lived here 5 years. And God provided wonderful doctors who were very skilled and compassionate. And so I continue to learn and see God working in my life. And I just want to say how blessed I feel and thankful. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Denny Jackson. In about September 2017, I got sick, real sick. Several times I came really close to dying. In fact, they did a code blue on me in the hospital. And it turned out to be medullary thyroid cancer. And I just wanted to say, God saved me through all that. And a big thank you to the body of Christ here. Because if it wasn't for the benevolence fund here, I would have over a $2 million medical bill. The church paid my premium for over a year, my medical premium. And I just appreciate that. If you knew my entire story, it would take me probably about 20 to 30 minutes to tell you everything. I am in remission now, which is good. And but I just want to thank God and everybody here for everything that y'all have done, praying for me, and support. Thank you.
Take one more, and we need to move toward the next part of our service. Mike, you're at.
Yep. Hi, I'm Mike Griffin, and y'all know I can't resist a microphone, so I just want to talk a little bit about Regen and what it's done for my life in the last year. Talking about confession, several people have talked about confession. Well, in Regen, I've been through, this is the third 12-step program I've gone through. I went through AA and NA, worked the 12 steps in those, and then this time in Regen, being Christ-based, it was just so much more thorough that I was actually able to identify that I had idols in my life. And when I heard idols before, I always thought of golden cows and stuff like that. But, you know, I actually idolized other things and put other things in my life in front of God. And Regen taught me to identify that. And also through confession, I was able to unload things from my life that I had carried from the age of 12 and maybe even 11, things that I had done that I was ashamed of, deeply ashamed of. And I was able to confess to my wife some indiscretions from early in our marriage. And you would think that it would ruin the marriage, but actually, I can now identify that our marriage is better than it ever was, because what we did before we were married was not under God's rules, how God wants us to live our life. Now that we've really invited God into our life, and I've confessed to her all the things that I've done, we are free, and God's blessing is on our marriage, and it's like it's brand new. And you know, we're pushing 40 years into this game, and it's just amazing. It's just I'm just telling you, the next time Regen comes around, if you're carrying a load that you've been carrying rocks around in your backpack for decades, there is a way that you can unload those rocks. And I know everybody that's been through Regen knows exactly what I'm talking about with those rocks. And yeah, I'm just telling you, Regen's a good thing. It's changed my life. It's opened me up to where, for the first time in my life, I feel that I am worthy to try to be like Christ.
Last one.
Hi, my name is Adriana Solis. I'm 23 years old, and for the first 20 years of my life, Christ was chasing after me, and I ran and ran and ran as far as I could from him. And at the time, I didn't know that, but looking back, he was always there, and I'm very thankful for that. And I'm thankful that he brought me to this church 3 years ago, and allowed me to have a divine, otherworldly encounter with him that brought me to my faith in Christ. And I walked into this church and not knowing who he was, and not knowing what this presence I was feeling was, he allowed me to feel the Holy Spirit, which I did not know that at the time. So I'm thankful for that experience that I encountered here at my first visit to Cleveland Bible. And I'm just thankful for this church, and thankful for what he's doing here in all the ministries, but first and foremost, the women's ministry, because it's really helped grow me. So I'm just really thankful for that and wanted to share that openly.
It wouldn't be appropriate to have a Thanksgiving service without thanking God for the ultimate gift that is given to all of us, the gift of eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'd like to read from the Gospel of Luke as Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, shared about the ultimate gift that was about to be given in the giving of his own body for us and the shedding of his blood so we could be forgiven. But in the midst of that, what's striking to me is that he gave thanks to God in the moment of his greatest trial. Listen to these words. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "This, take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." In the moment of his greatest trial, Jesus gave thanks for what was about to happen and the remembrance of it. And so we give thanks to God for his ultimate gift. And so at this time, we're going to have the opportunity, as we do each week, to fittingly, at the conclusion of a Thanksgiving service, to personally give God thanks for what many of you have already shared about, the forgiveness of our sin. We all need it daily. And he's always there for more, with more grace and more mercy to forgiveness, in providing forgiveness. And we remember it through the breaking of the bread and the shedding, and the remembrance of the cup, remembering the shedding of his blood. So I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to ask the communion servers to find their place, and the worship team as well. And as soon as the servers are in place, would you please move out of your row to your left, back into your row to your right, and share with us in the fellowship of remembering the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for us.